West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton says he hopes to find out from General Motors and federal regulators why problems with some GM vehicles weren't reported, possibly for over a decade. Upton, who is chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, says hearings will be held next month. Under the TREAD Act, passed in 2000, Upton says car companies are required to promptly report possible safety problems to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, also known as NHTSA.
But we want to get to the bottom of it, and then we'll examine whether or not we need more legislation like what we passed with the TREAD Act to try and make sure that it does not happen again. To the credit of GM, they have a new vice president now in charge of auto safety, an engineer, you know, right type of, I think the right type of qualifications to do that. And I think that was a good step, but, you know, we want to get to the bottom of it and see where it takes us.
If this, in fact, does go back over a decade and went undetected, how concerned are you that this is not the only case out there, that there are other safety issues, perhaps not at General Motors, but at other car companies, which have flown under the radar?
Well, that's a question that we'll ask. I mean, what is it that triggers NHTSA to figure out whether or not they should be seeking more information, to ask for a recall? You know, we had an issue, I want to say it was 2 years, within the last 2 years, involved Jeep and their gas tanks. Well, I think there was a partial recall, but what they ended up doing was they put an extra little layer of protection there on that, I want to say it was a side gas tank, and that was putting a trailer hitch on, which, again, that's an added, you know, big piece of metal that provided more protection, which NHTSA agreed was sufficient in terms of gas tank explosions. So, you know, we'll figure this out and we'll see where it takes us.
Article in the Christian Science Monitor Wednesday said if the company is found criminally negligent for an alleged cover-up dating back over a decade, the terms of its federal bankruptcy, including a provision shielding the company from any liability from lawsuits filed before it went bankrupt, may be called into question. As someone who was heavily involved in the whole process of getting some government guarantee and allowing General Motors to survive more or less in 08 and 09, how concerned are you about what this means for the future of the company?
Well, you know, a couple of things. We don't know exactly where, you know, a lot of this happened under the old GM. They received bankruptcy protection, which is something that a good number of companies across the country do receive. The rules, I think, are pretty much the same. I'm not a lawyer, but I think they're pretty much the same for everyone. But, of course, they came out of bankruptcy. They're the new GM. The question is, are there cases since then under the new GM? So I'd say it's probably a little, you know, it's a little bit unclear. But obviously something that will be explored. I know that the New York attorney, U.S. attorney, has filed, I think, criminal charges here. Obviously, they'll have to comply with the law. But I guess you could say there are really two different companies, the old and the new, and during the – actually, maybe three, and then the period that they were in bankruptcy when a federal judge held us. So I'm not sure exactly what the answer will be, but I know that that will be explored in the weeks ahead.
What does this say about overall regulatory environment in the United States if this did, in fact, go on for over 10 years?
Well, you know what? The products that we buy, we want to be safe. We know that there's not a big margin of error. We're all traveling 70, 75 miles an hour on the interstates. We know what happens when, you know, something happens, texting, hitting another vehicle, that type of thing. It's not a good result. But we want to make sure that when, in fact, defects are and flaws are identified. In this case, it could be that it was just a $2 or $5 fix would have solved the problem.
West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton speaking yesterday. A longer interview can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.